So listen, I have a confession. Have to tell somebody what happened because things like this don't happen to me all the time. They don't happen to people in general all the time. So I was just sitting at the bar. I was talking to the bartender, enjoying a drink. A stranger away in a different country. I'm sure everyone around me could speak English, but why would they accommodate me? So it was just the bartender. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Just travel, sports, nonsense, the kind of things you talk about with a bartender who's just being courteous because they want a bigger tip. And then out of nowhere, I hear this sexy Spanish accent say to me in English, "Hi." I turn around and she's standing there with a glass of wine. And she says, "Are you having fun?" Just like that, just out of the blue. I can't remember ever being approached so directly by a woman. "Are you having fun?" And so I laughed and we talked, and she sat down next to me. She left her friends behind to sit there and talk to me. And we ordered more drinks and we got familiar. And it got to the point where I finally asked, like, what brought her over to me? I'm just an average guy. She was, younger than me, not like scandalous younger, but slightly younger. And she said it was my voice. She said she was sitting there with her friends having a drink, and she kept hearing my voice. And she was drawn to it. So, of course, I had to flirt. I had to play it up, probably too much, but I'd been drinking, so these things happen. I asked her what it was about my voice, and she said it was sexy. And then I started wondering where the night might take us. I mentioned that I was staying at the hotel nearby. And obviously, not subtle. I wanted her to know exactly how I felt, and that I was available, and that I had this, big king bed all to myself, and maybe, just maybe, she'd like to keep me company. And so we drank and we flirted. She touched my arm a few times, and I knew she was coming back to my room with me because, well, my voice is sexy, and I'm pretty fucking charming. So that's where we ended up. We went upstairs. I led her into my room. She went directly to the bed and sat down. I didn't want to be too forward. So I just stood there for a second. And she stood up and just started undressing. She told me she needed to take a shower. Women are not often that bold. I have to say, I was a little taken aback. Like I might have stared as she made a bit of a show of undressing. Like it wasn't a tease. But she wasn't trying to hide anything. She took off every bit of her clothing. Kind of made a trail with her clothes, leaving her panties and bra behind her last as she walked into the bathroom and turned on the shower. She told me. She told me not to follow her. But it was obvious She was daring me. And so I did. I undressed. I went right into the bathroom. I mean, it was my hotel room after all. And I joined her in the big shower. It was like one of those rainfall showers, kind of a big cubicle with a glass wall. There was no need for words at that point. We started touching one another. We started kissing. My hands were all over her body. I started telling her things I'd like to do to her, dirty things. I'd like to fuck her. And she responded like her body just melted into my arms. She touched me back. She stroked my hard cock. We soaked each other up like lovers who are familiar with one another and have been doing it for years. It was foreplay, but it was very sexy, very intimate foreplay. It was like we'd been together for years. She gave in to my touch, of course. All women want to give in, right? She wanted me to take charge, and I could tell it. She even called me daddy. She didn't say, "Take me to bed, daddy," but it just kind of slipped over her lips, like, "Daddy." I knew she wanted me to take her to bed and fuck her. And then as we let the water run over us, let the soap wash away, I turned my back to her, and she wrapped her arms around me. She grabbed me from behind, and she started saying dirty things. Like, it was obvious she wasn't as submissive as I thought. She started telling me how she wanted me to fuck her, how she wanted me to be inside her pussy. She had her hand wrapped around my cock, just kind of tugging it, like asserting herself. And then she let me go. She stepped out of the shower and started toweling off while I washed the soap off my body. And so then I followed her to the bed, of course. And we fucked, of course. There was never really a doubt in my mind that we were gonna fuck. We didn't just fuck once. We fucked at least three times. I mean, that's how many times I came. I lost track of how many orgasms she had. I mean, I'm amazing. I'm amazing in normal circumstances, and here I was with this goddess, this Spanish sexy goddess. And so, of course, I wanted nothing more than to please her over and over and over. And she loved every minute of it. She was so up for every bit of it. She told me she wanted me to come in her, or to come on her. She told me I could come in her pussy, I could come in her ass, to come on her tits, on her face, all over her, on her belly. And who was I to resist? I fucked her until I came. And then I used my mouth on her. She moaned and writhed in the sheets. She told me how nice it was to be with an older man who knew how to use his tongue, who knew how to use his fingers, who knew how to make her come. She came for me over and over. Last time we fucked, she was on her hands and knees. I was just drilling her from behind. She was moaning my name. She was crazy for my cock. I told her I wanted to talk to me in Spanish, and she started just saying dirty things. I could only pick up a few words, but it was non-stop while I fucked her from behind. And I lost control. I lost lost control that time, and I thought about pulling out and coming on her ass, but it didn't happen. I finished inside her hot, tight little pussy. Oh, she took every drop of it. She loved it. She loved feeling me explode inside her. And afterwards, just felt like being so sweet. She was a little more standoffish, but still kind. My heart was just racing, like she was the fuck of a lifetime. And I've done a lot of fucking, but like my heart was pounding out of my chest. We fell asleep together. In the morning, I woke up and she was dressing quickly. I could still see that her body was just covered in dry sweat and cum, she didn't take another shower. Instead, she said she'll be back, maybe. But I know she'll be back. She knows where I'm at. She knows how to reach me. And I just can't get her out of my mind. I can't forget the way she smelled, the way she tasted her lips, her pussy. I can't forget anything about what happened. And I know she must feel exactly the same way. And that's why I know. Later tonight, she's going to show up again. And instead of three times, I'm gonna fuck her nonstop until the sun comes up. I can't wait.